is I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from the scene of Monday's deadly shooting in Manhattan.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the gunman who killed four people in a Manhattan office building was trying to target National Football League headquarters, but took the wrong elevator. He says a rambling note found on Shane Tamora suggested he had a grievance against the NFL over an unsubstantiated claim he suffered from CTE, a brain injury affecting athletes. He had played football in high school in California nearly two decades ago. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Mr. Tamora has a documented mental health history.
She says Tamora traveled from Las Vegas to commit the deadly shooting that killed an NYPD officer who was the father of two and had a third child on the way. He also killed three other people before taking his own life. Outside NFL headquarters in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And in Gaza, food crisis experts say the worst-case scenario of famine is currently playing out in the Strip. Israel has rejected claims of starvation policies. Meanwhile, the Netherlands has banned two far-right Israeli ministers from entering the country. And the European Union has proposed suspending Israel from a lucrative tech investment program as frustration mounts over conditions that are worsening in Gaza. And President Trump opened a new golf course in Scotland. His son Eric designated the course and was present along with his brother Don Jr.
This has been an unbelievable development. The land, they said it couldn't get zoned. It was an impossibility. And Sean Connery said, let the bloody bloke build his golf course. Once he said that, everything came into line.
U.S. stock indexes are ticking higher as a busy week for Wall Street picks up momentum. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in early trading today, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was flat. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.5%. This is AP News. A Hall of Fame infielder has died at the age of 65 after battling cancer. Correspondent Gethin Kulbal has more.
You're either in the Hall of Fame or you're not.
Ryan Sandberg, who became one of baseball's best all-around players while starring for the Chicago Cubs, has died.
My goals as I was playing and during the years were to try and win a championship with the Chicago Cubs and just be the best player that I could be.
Sandberg announced in January 2024 that he had been diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer. In August 2024, he said that he was cancer-free. Sandberg posted on Instagram on December 10th that his cancer had returned and spread to other organs. He announced this month that he was still fighting, while, quote, looking forward to making the most of every day with my loving family and friends. I'm Geth. And cool bar.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.